Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
With your 7 News Finance Fix, I'm Gemma Acton. Earnings season rolls on with Origin Energy notching up a $2.3 billion loss for the year to June. The electricity, natural gas and oil supplier pointed to lower prices and the pandemic as driving the poor result. They also warned these headwinds were expected to continue. In other earnings news, Treasury Wine Estates has posted a marginal increase to both revenue and profit. It's also boosted its dividend on the back of the result. The company, which was hit by China's decision to hike tariffs on Australian wines to the tune of $77 million in lost profit last year, declined to provide guidance for the coming year, saying the pandemic was making everything too uncertain for forecasts. Meanwhile, the latest jobs report shows a drop in the unemployment rate to 4.6% from 4.9%. A better result than many had feared, but falls in jobs and hours worked in lockdown New South Wales and Queensland were offset by other states, particularly Victoria, as it emerged from its own June lockdown. This comes on the back of disappointing wages growth yesterday, just 1.7% for the year, just over half of the Reserve Bank's target of 3% annual wage growth. And taking a look at the markets, after a poor session on Wall Street, we were braced for a sharp fall this morning, and we sure got it, with the ASX 200 slipping below 7,500 points for the first time since August 3rd. The drop has been led by our major miners, BHP, Rio Tinto and Fortescue, following a plunge in the price of iron ore futures overnight. That's due to ongoing concern over how much China's appetite for steel will diminish during the rest of the year. The Australian dollar continued down its slippery slope overnight. It's now buying around 72.2 US cents. And that's your finance fix for Thursday, August 19, 2021.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
I'm Gemma Acton.